It's always a joy to have you join us for our morning broadcast for the Word for Life Ministry. And I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, Counseling Pastor, Senior Citizens Pastor at Brookside. And so many times we are hearing reports from folks who have been listening to our broadcasts, and they specifically say, wow, that particular broadcast, that particular theme was just such a tremendous blessing to me or our family or maybe our church. I think so many times when we interview folks in our church who have gone through some difficult times, many times it's what they have learned about God and the key scriptures that the Lord has used to just minister their hearts, so many times minister to our hearts as well. And I know that the story that you're about to hear today will be that kind of a story. Paul and Linda Bochtel are with us in our studio, and welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us this morning. And I trust that your story will just help others understand what it means to face unnerving times, the birth of a child that, oh my goodness, you say, this is not what I thought was going to happen. This is totally unexpected. And so many folks who are listening to us this morning, it may not be the birth of a child, but it's some kind of a crisis, so to speak, that when they first hear about it, it's just kind of a pit in their stomach. So tell us, Linda, if you'll just kind of begin to tell the story about Kyle and how the Lord began to pull all this story together.
Well, my husband and I was married in 1981. In 1982, I was pregnant with my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I was worried about how he was going to be delivered, as far as was he going to be physically and mentally okay, or was he going to be disabled. And my husband and I watched the Special Olympic on TV one night during my pregnancy, and after that segment of watching it, my husband and I made a vow to God that if our child was born mentally or physically disabled, we would do everything humanly possible to get him to the level God would want him to be with his help.
Now, at this point, you had no clue.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Well, my firstborn was quote-unquote normal. 15 months later, I was pregnant again with our secondborn.
Okay.
That would be Kyle.
Right.
And we took that pregnancy for granted. We never thought anything was going to be wrong because our firstborn was born healthy.
Right.
Little did we know Kyle was going to be born mentally and physically disabled.
Mm-hmm.
We believe God put us to the test of the vow that we made earlier.
Exactly. Right.
Kyle was a total blessing to us.
Mm.
He has done more for us than we could ever do for him.
Right, right.
He gave us unconditional love. He filled our hearts with laughter and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw God many a times work through him.
Wow.
Kyle had limited speech, so there was many times Kyle did not talk appropriately.
Right.
But when he did, sometimes he would blow your socks over.
Because you'd have no clue that he was even able to think of that, let alone communicate it.
Correct.
Right, right.
He was at a 6 month to 8 month level.
Wow.
So there was a number of times that he would talk and just phrases or short sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that come to mind is one of his surgeries. He came out of surgery and he said, "Worthy as a lamb."
Hmm.
And another time we were traveling and Kyle was sitting with us, between us in the car, and we were running out of gas. We were on a trip, and it was a holiday, and we were in Michigan, lower
right.
Michigan, and there was distance between gas stations.
Right, right.
So we were panicking, and then Kyle came up with the word, pray.
Just one word.
Just one word, pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so my other son, the oldest, bowed his head, folded his hand, he began praying.
Right.
Which we all did, and around the bend, there was a gas station, and it was open.
Wow.
So we praise God how he used Kyle in that instance.
That's fantastic. Now, he was born with what conditions?
He was born with cerebral palsy.
Okay.
hydrocephalic.
Mm-hmm.
He had a shunt.
Okay.
And he could not walk. His life pertained to a wheelchair and the bed. And he had a G-tube, which we had to feed him through.
Right.
And there were times that my husband and I would be able to feed him,
mm-hmm.
but not all the time.
Right. What types of things went through your mind when you first discovered his true physical and mental condition?
I was in denial initially. The doctor said his head size was really huge. And I looked at him and I said, oh, he's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And everything was fine. After that, we called our parents and our relatives and asked for prayer.
Paul, you were going through this entire process. You folks had made a commitment to the Lord that if God gave you a special child, you wanted the Lord to make you folks special parents. As you realized, wow, that's exactly what God is choosing to do, were there any scriptures that God just kind of seemed to bring to your mind that caused you to realize God is going to be showing himself strong in our family because of this special gift?
Well, in 1 Peter 5:7, it reads, casting all your care upon him, Christ, for he careth for you.
Right.
And in our many trials after Kyle was born, it drew us closer to the Lord in our prayers, of course, and our Bible reading. First thing we did when we found out Kyle was born with hydrocephalic, we called the church staff, and we, of course, called our parents and family and friends,
right, right.
And we immediately asked them to pray for us, and especially to pray for Kyle,
mm-hmm.
and the surgery that was about to come up at Children's Hospital.
Right.
We relied a lot, of course, on the pastoral staff for prayers during this time. It was a time when it was difficult,
yeah.
but we knew the Lord would see us through
right.
in this situation.
And that was how many years ago?
29 years.
29 years ago. Okay. All right. So when your family began to band together, the church began to band together, did you at that point sense that, okay, Lord, we've made it through one day. Well, we made it through another day. Did it become a day-by-day receiving of God's grace?
Yes, it did. We relied on his strength and
yeah.
his wisdom, and we didn't know what was up ahead. But in Isaiah 40:31 also it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Mm.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Right.
And that was a scripture that hit home to myself. And we lived one day at a time, and we relied on the Lord for strength, wisdom, and guidance.
Because constant care like that can be just physically and emotionally draining. And so many times, you know, you just kind of wake up in the morning and go, Lord, I don't think I can do it today. But his mercies are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness, as the word puts it. And so what you're telling me is that each day you discovered the faithfulness of God.
Right. We always prayed for health and strength, our own health.
Yes.
That we would be able to take care of him, that we wouldn't have to place him in a home or
mm-hmm.
put the responsibility on other family members, and the Lord saw us through. That was our big testimony. The,
right.
the Lord would provide us with health and that we would be able to take care of him till we couldn't any longer.
Right. But you were able to do that until he went to be with the Lord.
That's correct.
Right. And that caused you folks to just kind of have to have one of you at the house at all times then, didn't it?
That's correct, and that
yeah.
worked out pretty well for us. We both worked at the same company,
mm-hmm.
and luckily they had two different shifts, and we were able to both work a different shift
right.
most of those years. And so,
kind of wave at each other when you come and go, right, you know? Because there are some folks that are listening to us this morning that are going through their own set of circumstances that they never thought they would have to go through. But obviously what they're hearing from you folks is that God doesn't just give you strength for a week or two at a time, or maybe a month or two, but for years.
Correct. Correct. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And that's exactly what he did, day by day, hour by hour.
Well, were there times that you felt like you were going to lose him, that he was not going to be able to continue to live?
Yes, there was many times he faced death door. And many times we asked God to take him so he would not suffer.
Okay.
Kyle had spells undiagnosed, and he would go a couple weeks without sleep.
Oh, my.
And his heart rate would go up, and his personality would change. And we did not want him to suffer. Therefore, we totally gave Kyle to the Lord and asked him to take him. But the Lord continued to give him back to us until that one day. In his timing, he decided to take Kyle.
His timing. And that's the key to trials, isn't it?
Yes.
His timing. You know, I often remember hearing the expression that when God pulls you out of the oven, you want him to say, well done. And so many times the Lord has put us into an oven of testing and trial, and it's God who sets the timing of how long we're in the oven. He's the one who sets the amount of heat for that oven. Now, if it's up to us, we'd say, okay, good, I'm good, Lord. I'm done. Pull me out. And God says, well, no, not quite, you know, because he knows when we're, quote unquote, done, doesn't he? And that, of course, is the most important thing for us, to just be able to say, Lord, in your time. And the Bible does say that he makes all things beautiful in his time. And that's an amazing truth for us. And we'll have to bring our story for this morning to a close. And my friends, whatever you're going through, God has a time set for that time of testing. But every time of testing that God puts us through, God has a success story. God has a praise story. He wants us to be trophies of his grace, regardless of what we're going through. And that, of course, means we look to him for his grace. I trust that God's grace will be not just sufficient, but in abundance for you today. Be sure to join us next time for the continuation of this story.